Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
AfterBuzz TV, we here. It's Ratchet Mondays. Do you really need an intro? Let's go.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Get him.
Marry me,
split like a boy.
If y'all don't get that one, I don't know what to say. If y'all don't get that one,
look at boy.
I don't remember the words. I can't go.
What the beat? Look at boy.
He's trying though. He's gonna get it.
Look, at least one of them. No mama. Pouring him out. You no ID, can't get in the club. Looking boy. Hell nah, you gets no love, looking boy. Hey.
Now if y'all don't know, this is the old song. What's the name
of this group? Oh, it's the first of the month. Bone Thugs, looking boy. What
Hot these? Styles.
Hot Styles.
Hot Styles. Back was 2008. Featuring Young Jock, looking boy. Y'all haven't heard it. Like, go on YouTube and, like, look at the... Watch this first. But go and then look for the video. Like, the video's funny. Lil Duval is in the video.
Yeah.
Lil Duval with the braids, Lil Duval.
The old school Lil Duval, yeah.
Pouring him out. Pouring him out.
This is when jocking on niggas was popping.
Yeah.
I was like, get him.
Jock was popping back then. Jock was popping.
For sure.
What's going on after Buzzes?
You know.
You already know what it is. It's Ratchet Mondays.
Ratchet Mondays. And it don't Ratchet get Mondays. No any better. Don't get no any
we
better.
We here to talk love and hip hop, same old ratchet bullshit. I'm your host, Khalil with Boo Boo.
Yep.
I'm in here with my main man, 100 grand.
Yep.
With the master plan.
Yep. We out here. It's your boy, Jimmy V. Twitter, Instagram, at Be Your Own Daddy. Hey, I'm going to tell y'all right now. I've been dropping these skits on Instagram. I need y'all to stop what you do. Actually, no. Don't stop what you're doing, but pick up your phone. Go to my Instagram right now, at Be Your Own Dad. Go check out my last two skits. Show some love.
Brother,
just need some love, Khalil. Is that too much?
Show some love to Jimmy V. Show some love to everybody here at AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, share, comment. All of that. Y'all do a great job of that. So
they actually do.
It is what it is. Let's go ahead and get it started, man. Let's go ahead and get it started. So we started this episode off where we left off last week with Tommy having her wine tasting.
Right.
Mama Tommy walks in.
Yeah, unexpectedly, even though they obviously planned that. Surprisingly,
I think she didn't know.
So surprisingly, I thought Mama Tommy was going to ruin the whole thing. I thought she was cool.
She was low-key with it. She ain't caused no issues.
This time. Shout out to everybody in the group chat.
We're pulling it up right now.
Already lit. Look at y'all in the building,
y'all
man.
In there.
We out here. But yeah, Tommy's mom, she kept it cool. That was cool.
Mm-hmm. And she was like, where you been, Ma? Oh, you know.
I was in Vegas. You know.
No, before she even did that, she did the typical black answer. Well, you know, I've been out here, you know, doing my thing, you know, securing the bag, you know.
Yeah.
Doing, you know what I'm saying? And when you say, you don't say nothing
you
for
know
like
what?
3 minutes.
You ever, I'm sorry. Shout out to Trini Boy for shouting out my YouTube channel. He is real. I rock
on
with
it.
You. Heavy. But have you ever noticed when a hood person does media interviews, they act like they're in a police interrogation, and they try to say minimum as possible. They be like, tell us about this record.
Well, you know, you know, God has been blessing me.
Yeah,
and,
you know.
You know, I just try to stay prayed up, and
that's right. You know,
I just,
that's
you
it.
Know, put my hands together, and I say, dear Lord, and I just go on with my prayer. So, yeah.
So tell me about the incidents that led up to this record here.
Well, the thing was, I was just doing my thing, you know, securing
that's about
the
it,
bag
you know.
Because that's a major key. And then I was, you know, around the way, and there it was. That's it. That's
they
how it
keep
happened.
It so small, and like you're supposed to reveal information to bring the viewers in. They just go on there to
look. What if we did the after show like that? Well, oh, you know,
we just sat down. Tell me about Love and Hip Hop.
You know, well, it's got hip hop in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like the episode came on or whatever, and it was like 40 minutes. And
right,
then,
right. You know, commercials up in there.
It was a couple commercials in there. It was a couple commercials. And then the credits came, and that was
That's about it. Yeah.
That was it.
Real talk though. So that's how Mama Tommy done came into that situation there. But she gave her props though, and she was like, "Look, I'm proud of you, girl. You doing your thing out here."
We added a new word to the dictionary: quadpolar.
Quadpolar.
Quadpolar, ladies and gentlemen. Still not quite sure what that means. Is that like bipolar, but like it's times two? Is it bipolar squared?
Is it bipolar is more than two. So
right.
Quadpolar, I'm thinking that's got to be at least four.
I was thinking four.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So after that scene, we go in. Jocelyn is putting together her crib that she got from IKEA. Apparently, she lost the directions when she was opening the box. It happens. Sometimes you cut it up, and then she got to figure it out herself. There's no YouTube mandatory on how to put that together for Baby Bonnie Bella.
Bonnie.
Baby Bonnie Bella.
Yeah.
That's the name. Okay. It's not bad. It's not bad.
The scene was to me.
It was them trying to be cute. You know,
it was hard for me to stay focused on it. Really.
She's super pregnant right now.
Yeah.
So they wanted to show her being fat, which is fine.
Which is cool. It's a beautiful thing, you know. Don't get us wrong, you know.
Yeah. You know? No, I was just saying, she's just super pregnant.
Yeah.
Super pregnant.
That's how I really felt about that scene.
Moving on,
okay.
Rashida sits down with Scrappy.
I like this scene.
It felt genuine.
It did.
You compare it to when Carly Rae goes and sit down with...
You know it's about to be some
Rashida.
Shit. Exactly.
It's like, girl, no, he didn't.
Let me tell you, over-dramatic. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I don't even know. I don't know what I would do.
I felt like talking to Rashida was like talking with one of my boys, you know? Because Rashida kept it real, too.
With Scrap. Yeah, for sure.
One thing I didn't like, though, she automatically blamed Scrap for what went down, even though she had no idea they weren't even together. But that's how females are. I swear that's how y'all females are, though.
You know, it's always our fault.
Always our fault. Always a brother's fault. God damn it.
Whatever.
But yeah. And definitely, though, shout out to Scrappy's hair. He woke up on a few of these episodes and said, I'm going to just go with the what the fuck. And that's what he just rocked.
Nah, that was the
whole time.
What's my man name from the NFL?
Oh, Beckham?
Yeah, that's my Odell.
Odell, that's what he was
Checkham.
Trying to do?
That is.
I mean, he definitely had the...
Speaking of that, Usher is doing it, too.
Stop it.
I saw a picture today on Instagram.
Stop it, Khalil.
I lied to y'all not. I saw a picture today on Instagram. Usher's doing that.
Man.
He got the high top about your height in doing it.
All right.
He ain't got... Like, Scrappy's was up here. Like, this is about your height, and he's doing it.
Usher, stop it. Stop it. You too old... He not old, but he just got to act his age. That's all.
Act your age, not your shoe size.
Hey. But yeah, shout out to Scrappy's hairdo on that one. That was kind of...
A real man better fight for his family. That's what he wants.
Thank you. Said. You know what? I'm glad you just brought that up because that was actually confusing to me because one thing Rashida said was, and I quote, I'm waiting on him to fix something, but I don't know if there's anything that he can do. So as a viewer, I'm saying, what can he do if you don't know what he can do?
This is awkward.
What'd you
for
think?
Me. This is awkward for me because when it comes down to marriage, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like that's y'all need to figure that shit out. Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't got
like
no
a team.
Business. I ain't got no business coming in saying, giving my little two cents because I ain't got to live with it. Yeah. You do. You know what I'm saying? So that's a tough one. I do understand what you're saying. And all I can say is if it was me, blah, blah, blah. But I ain't saying you should do it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If it was me, you know what I'm saying? I'd be like that. What's that girl name? Ooh. I forgot her name now. I ruined the joke. The meme from How to Get Away with Murder. When she picks up the purse, it's going. Come on, you done seen the meme, bruh.
I ain't seen it.
Oh I ain't seen. What's her name? The main girl from
How to Get Away with Murder.
Yeah,
boy, we on Love and Hip Hop. What you talking about?
How to Get Away with Murder? I thought y'all watched some other television.
Nah, I said Taraji Mondays. But though, we gonna skip on to
Viola Davis.
Viola Davis.
There
we
go. Thank you.
Viola Davis, crying ass Viola Davis.
Yes, she's sitting at a chair and she picks up her purse and she's like. And it's a meme going around.
You know what? I low-key sorry. I ain't even gonna lie to you. I saw it last night. I feel bad now. I left you hanging. I saw it last night. Yeah, you're right. Okay. I did want to mention, though, since we're talking about Rashida, we're going to have to go over a few scenes to Kirk.
Okay.
So now when Kirk sat down with Scrappy.
Now, this was the worst part of the night.
They was having their thing. Mm-hmm. My thing about Kirk was he was like, man, a man can't make one mistake. I mean, even
that was like the Jesus, coup de grace line.
Jesus
like,
got crucified, but I'm thinking, brother, you done made the same mistake over and over and over.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but Jesus got crucified because people thought that he wasn't Jesus.
And they were hating on him. Now, Kirk is giving people a reason to hate him.
And help me. And what part of this are you Jesus?
Right.
Anybody.
For the record.
Help me out. Anybody.
My Jesus is black. It's just not Kirk.
My Jesus.
All right, that's all.
I don't know what kind of Lord you serve, but my God.
Can I get an amen up here?
You needed some church organs right there.
But that was my thing about that scene. What'd you think about it, brother?
Man. First off, I have a laundry list of what he said.
I like the sound effect.
Just in case. A laundry list of what this young man said.
Yeah.
Not young. He said, we wasn't having sex. I turned into a nanny. Mm-hmm. I didn't get here on my own.
That sounds just like him, too. Because you don't want
your husband astray. You got to make it right.
It was confusing. He is lost.
Can somebody just please explain? Excuse me. I just can't. Take your time after those statements. I just don't.
Take your time.
I don't know what to make of anything anymore. I just don't.
Man,
really
I don't know.
Know
what to make of this whole show.
Okay. Moving on. Okay. That needed a moment.
That needed a moment.
That was pure ignorance.
Yes.
That needed a moment.
What else we got on this?
All right. If we back up a little bit.
Call the show. Yeah, show.
So we start off this whole, I don't know what to call it, Tom and Jerry chase with Carly Rae trying to track down Young Jock.
Yeah.
Carly goes off to see Cena because apparently they're friends now.
First of all, when did they become cool? Wasn't it just a few seasons ago they were beefing?
I was going to breeze through it because obviously it was scripted.
I had to call it how I
have another word. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But, so apparently they're friends now.
Apparently. Now, everything's good. They put all the water under the boat. What did they say? Water's under the...
Under the bridge.
Under the bridge. Everything's cool now.
They do that, and Cena divulges to Carly Rae that
she done lied. Why you always lie?
We already knew that.
We did it though.
As an audience, we didn't.
We thought that she and Rod was really dibbling dabbling.
And then she admitted to the whole like knowing about him and his sister wives that he has and his. You know, the three of them that live together, the three little bears that live all in the house.
Hey, Cena, this is just for you.
That's this whole show, baby. This whole show.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Hey, we should have.
Why you always lie?
Play this at the top.
You ready?
Wait.
Why the fuck you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God. Stop fucking lying.
God damn it.
Mona Scott.
Lying so much.
Mona Scott.
Uh-huh.
If
VH1.
Hey,
Carly Red.
Did he make
the whole
video of this?
I never knew that this song would pass.
I never knew. I thought it was only a 6 second vine.
I really did. We've all learned something new today, ladies and gentlemen.
Sad thing is, we haven't heard from this dude since.
And okay. Who said you can't learn nothing from this crappy TV? We learned bipolar. Uh-huh. We learned that he had made a whole song video off of it. Anyway, so they're friends now.
Yep.
They do the whole thing like, oh, I was fucking Rod. Oh, I'm sorry, not I was fucking Rod. I was lying about fucking
Rod. I was lying about it, yeah.
It's hard to keep the shit straight. then she says, oh, great. Oh, by the way, your man is fucking your enemy.
Snitching out here in these streets.
True? Oh, that sucks. I'm going to have to go check up on that. Yes, girl, we should do it together. Okay.
Answer me this, Khalil. Do you think Cena still got a little something for Jockey? Is she still feeling the kid? Does she still want to get in between them?
I think yes, but I think it's been so long since they've officially had something going or whatever that she can kind of like tolerate. That's the word. She can tolerate her position for now.
Okay.
Until that well runs dry.
You know what?
And she's like, Jock.
I might be wrong for this.
We need to get jocking.
Exactly. I might be wrong for this, Khalil, but having a side panel of baby mamas, you know, that's not a bad when you're lonely at night, you ain't got nobody else to turn to. You know, you got a whole selection over here waiting to rekindle some stuff.
Well, you try that out. You let me know how it works.
I don't know if I can go all the way down that street now. Okay.
Yeah, you know. Well, if you decide to, you just let me know, and I'll live vicariously through you.
I'll report back to it. All right.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Make sure y'all check my Twitter in about 20-25 years. So okay.
Damn.
All right.
Moving on. Mimi goes to see Melissa because at this party she found out that Melissa is in contact with Jocelyn, and she's like, why the fuck are you talking to this bitch?
Yeah.
And Melissa is like, I've been cool with this bitch before I knew your ass, and she's pregnant, so she's different now.
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot. Ellipses. Moving on.
Thank you.
Then we find out.
My man Khalil's on point tonight. Moving on.
Well, but before we do that, we also find out that she is... she used to sleep with Arian.
I don't even care about that shit. That shit was annoying to me. Doesn't matter to me. They said it happened over 20 years ago, which is irrelevant. I don't think anything that didn't happen within the past month of this show, they shouldn't even bring up. Honestly. And that's just my thoughts on it.
That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah.
Well, you have his thoughts. then we also... So, moving on. Dime tells Carly she's friends with Jocelyn again because they go and meet. And it's so very important for Carly to know what her friends are doing when she's not around.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's a big story point for Carly anyway throughout this entire series, as we've come to know.
To understand.
Unfortunately.
Isn't it ironic? Every time Jessica Dime has a scene... She talks about Jocelyn.
That is a... Yeah.
It's like, that's her only lifeline. Mm. Something about Jocelyn.
Noticed that.
When you think about it, up until this episode here, Jessica Dime has been like a permanent extra. Like, she's only been there when there's like some beef. all the girls are gonna meet up and we're gonna hang out and she just happens to be there and then she walks out the scene.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't understand the reason for her to be on this besides her showing off her ass. But hey, you know, if she's getting paid,
reason of any.
Get your paper, boo-boo. I ain't mad at you.
So basically, Carly gives backlash to Dime. What's her face? Mimi gives backlash to Melissa, saying, how the fuck could you be friends with this bitch? She went crazy on TV. We have the footage. Why would you sit next to her? And they're like, she's pregnant. She's different. She has a baby. And we go to commercial.
Mm-hmm.
We come back from
waste of our time. Next.
Pretty much. We did get a lot of good lines from this, and just honorable mention, I'm not going to use this tonight. Where,
okay, what you got?
Carly Rae was like, is the sky blue?
Is water wet? Yes, that was a good one. That was that a good one.
This takes an event.
Yeah.
This bitch, the heifer, done a lot of bitch, a lot of heifers, a lot of motherfuckers thrown around tonight's episode. It was amazing.
I got another one. I told you never be friends with scamming bitches because they steal. That was another Carly Rae.
They
steal,
and they stole your man?
Yeah, talking about Tommy over there. Did you notice how she was like, he need to stick with Bad and Bougie and stay away from Coochie and something over there?
It was, hold on, I got it here.
Okay.
You should like Bad and Bougie, but instead, you like Ass and Dookie.
But wasn't it
audience laugh?
Wasn't it ironic that Tommy was on the cover of the Bad and Bougie song?
That's why I thought she said it.
Yeah,
That's why I figured. That's why she said it.
So in a way, she
calling herself
Ass and Dookie.
That's
I don't know. Y'all think about it. Hey, we're just the host, all right?
I'm just trying to
make
sense of this shit, that's guys.
Why we're trying for y'all, okay? Shit.
All right. So after Mimi finds out that her current girlfriend has once slept with her ex-best friend, she must go talk to her and find out what the hell happened.
We have to, yeah.
We find out that 20 years ago, Melissa and Arian used to bump nasties, and Mimi's not happy about it. Well, actually, she doesn't care. She's not happy that she didn't know, and now she's affected by it. How? I don't know. Because it has nothing to do with 2017.
Leave it be. Yo, let me break this down for our viewers out there and my co-host, Khalil. We're talking about 20 years ago. If this was filmed in 2016, then we're talking 1996? Are we talking about Cash Money Records taking over for the 99 and 2000?
Actually, it'd be 2006, bro.
No, 2006. I actually failed math class. 2006. Wait, no. I am right. What you talking about?
You are right.
You got me looking.
It's this damn show.
You got me looking crazy up here.
I'm about to go watch Sesame Street. Crazy. This is bullshit.
So, if we're talking about some stuff from the 90s, back at that time, I wouldn't have even made it. Be allowed to watch TV past goddamn 8 o'clock, okay? Mm-hmm. So, with that said, you leave that shit in the past. I need a breather.
It's okay. Come on. Oh, shit.
That don't want to pay that.
Oh, fuck.
This show's bullshit anyway. Let's go. I don't need my notes. I got everything right here.
Moving on.
Yeah.
Moving on. Now that Mimi has confronted Melissa about her past relationship with Arian, Arian must confront Mimi with their past relationship that happened 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. But another interesting thing that we did find out in the scene is recently they scissored again.
Oh, so we found out that...
Instead of 20 years, yeah.
That's right. So we found out that Jocelyn... I said, I'm bugging. Mimi
Melissa... It's a lot of bitches in this show.
A whole lot. Mimi and Melissa were actually getting down, right? Because they was taking vacations. It started to sound like a Drake song. Now that you think about it, let's go take a vacation. Blah blah blah. All this stuff. But she said at that time she wanted to keep it on the low, you know, because you know she ain't trying to put everything on out there, which I respect. But of course, once you go on Loving Hip Hop, nothing stays on the low anymore.
Nothing at all.
So, when you think about it, Melissa got them both.
You go, girl.
That's about it.
You're doing all right. Your roster looking pretty good. Now that I think about it.
You done hopped off this season. You got two bodies. Okay.
Maybe you can show me a little thing or two because we'll get to that. anyway, one other thing I noticed in this scene that kind of threw me off. It was a bar with a swing set in it.
I thought that was interesting.
That was a swing. That looks fun as shit.
I thought that was actually dope. It's different.
Only thing though, was the swing was right next to the bar. So you can't really get good elevation like that. Yeah. Like, how the hell are you going to swing up and there's a bar right there? Now, it'd be great to order drinks. Sit your drink down. Like, if the swing went this way, then it'd be dope because we'd be in there living. Just,
That'd be dope as fuck. Imagine, though, after 2-3 shots of Hennessy, though, and you try to stay in that seat.
On the swing.
I'm falling down. I'm down for the count. Like, I'm need some help.
That could be like the bull rider. You know, okay, how they get, you go, yeah, to the bars, they got the bull rider.
The whole bull,
you get
the whole on the thing. Swing. Okay, yeah, yeah. That could be.
Don't y'all steal our idea. We about to do this.
We
about to
do this. Y'all seen this episode here first.
Okay.
Hey. Trademark this.
All right. And last but not least, Mimi goes to see Stevie J.
That's nothing.
Stevie J.
Talk about it, Khalil.
Man. Now, actually, this is probably my favorite scene of the night, ladies and gentlemen. I must say, Mimi was in rare form. She goes...
A little overdramatic for me, but yeah, go ahead and talk about
it. You got to do the character. Oh, wait.
I can be Stevie J?
Wait. Hold on. Steven, I want to make some things clear. Ma. I do not rock with this bitch.
Ma, I understand you, Ma. Come on.
I know you backslide and midly rock with that bitch. But I do not rock with this bitch.
Ma, I understand
you. Do you understand?
Yes, I understand
you. Do you? Because I don't think you understand me.
Ma, you tripping right now. You tripping.
Why did she talk like she was in Fast and Furious movie?
Like, I think she thought she was in a drama at that point. And she said, do you understand, about 6-7 times when he already done said, I understand. But she was like, I'm thinking of these ratings right now. Do you understand me, Steven Jordan?
That shit was so funny. That shit was so funny.
Over dramatic for my ass.
Oh, man. That was so good. That was so
She really did overdo it.
It was great.
What did I have to say?
I'll tell you, like, she needs to go, like, she needs to do drama, like, theater. Like, she needs to do, like, the most dramatic role. She could kill that shit.
One thing I did want to mention about that scene there, in about 20 years, young Bonnie is going to be watching this. Now, Bonnie is the child of Jocelyn. Yeah. Now, Mimi, she says some hurtful things. I mean, even after hearing this, I was like, God damn. So to summarize what she said, Jocelyn doesn't have the capacity to love. Damn.
That was rough.
I was like,
That was rough.
That hurt.
That was
you going to say that about your, it's going to be your stepchild or whatever the case. Y'all family now, baby, kiss and hug. But when she said that,
it wasn't even like a funny diss. It was like a, damn, son.
That really, it hurt me.
Damn.
She said she doesn't have the capacity to love. And she said some other, ooh, she said she doesn't have the courage, the heart. She sounded like Stephen A. Smith when he went off on Kwame Brown. I don't know if you saw that. But he was like, she doesn't have the heart, the soul, passion to love a child. It's like, Jesus, Mimi.
Damn. Like, that was passing judgment on your character all the way.
Yes.
Damn.
So, Mimi, you...
That's tough.
You went for the gut. See, that's what Nicki Minaj should have done in response to Remy Ma, but we all seen what that happened. Thank you.
Dab.
Thank you.
Look at my dab.
Dab on him. Okay.
Okay, and then...
Next scene was actually cool.
That brings us to the last scene of the night.
Yeah.
Young Jock is doing stand-up, which I thought was great. Like, that would be a great transition for him. I am so 100% down. I'm here for Young Jock doing stand-up.
I think
I will go to a show.
I would go to a Young Jock show. As you saw, the crowd was obviously feeling him, of course.
Yeah.
I think he would be funny. Yeah, he'd be legit funny.
Yeah.
You can tell when he's doing his green screen.
Yeah, his little interviews.
Green screen work, he'd be like, I was trying to keep her here, her here.
Looked like my little brother ran out.
Exactly. So I think he's naturally funny. And I think he'd be good.
Yeah, I think it'd be dope. They're trying to run out for your boy. But so he's doing stand up, and what's her face? Carly Red comes in and crashes the party.
Carly and the three witches, the two witches of the West.
Why was, that's what they look like. Why was Melissa in there looking like?
She looked like she was.
So she had the brim low.
And she looked like she was a hired hit.
Right.
Hitman.
No, she wasn't the hitman. She was the boss that like sits in the back and watches the shit. Exactly. That's the face she had. That's the face. And then she had the hat low. How y'all doing?
She was just waiting
for doing? Y'all good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
y'all look real good.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. We got Tommy going off at the mouth, of course.
Tommy went out. Tommy started that's a new song. New. Tommy who? Yeah. Tommy what? Tommy who? You know, like Jigga what? Uh-huh. Tommy who? Uh-huh. Tommy what? Tommy who? Tommy what? Tommy who?
Hey, Tommy what? Tommy who? Tell me what? Hey, hey.
Tell me who? That would be dope. So go ahead and lay down that track. You're welcome. Her and Carly get into a fight.
Of course, Carly
disperse,
goes.
Disperse, bitch! Disperse!
Right? Carly went and threw the ones. Shout out to Lil Scrappy because he was picking up the ones out of the same.
That would have been
like,
me.
Yeah, man, yeah.
That would have been
I
me.
I got bills to pay.
That would have been me.
I would have been like, for the camera.
You know what? They ain't give me no gas money. No
they ain't got no crafty on set.
I've been there before. I ordered a pizza. I need a little tip.
So I need something. Shit. What else? I'm going to save that for my quotable at the end of the night. But Jock, he was surprised at the situation. They came up on him. What's her name was just screaming and instigating the whole thing. Lovely Mimi.
Oh, yeah.
In the back.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. All acting.
Hey, too Grandma. Hey, Grandma.
Too hype. Too happy. Like, girl, she was on something.
Are you a mockingbird? I don't know. What the fuck is wrong with you?
She was like that guard dog that you need to make
hey,
noise.
Hey, Grandma.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, mm-hmm. Grandma.
Okay. Cool.
Damn, yeah, they put a leash on that one. God.
That's exactly how she was there. And pretty much, it was another scene. Carly, I think she showed her ass. And what I mean by showing her ass, she did a whole bunch of shit that she knew she would not have done if security wasn't there. Because she got to throwing things. Mm-hmm. She got to doing all different types of stuff. Knowing damn well security was going to hold them both back.
This show makes you want to throw a drink on a bitch. I swear, yeah, I have never, ever in my life thought about throwing a drink on a bitch, but they make it look fun.
Somebody threw some of... what's his name? Off of Love and Hip Hop Hollywood. People in the chat room, help me out.
Ray J?
No, the dude that ran the blog, Jason. Run the blog.
He threw a drink on the light skinned girl. What's I forget name? Her name.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That was the first in Love and Hip Hop
history. That
when
we
a guy throws
male.
A drink on a female. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that was crazy.
Not
that
a good look.
Speaking of, since we're on the topic, one of my favorite moments is when Ray J's girl fell in the pool. that was great. I'm going to go home and watch it tonight.
What's her name?
I know her
Princess.
Name.
Princess.
Yo.
And she fell in the pool.
Dropped.
That shit was
amazing.
That was funny. Yeah. And she took Ray J back after that, too. So you can do whatever you want. Jason Lee. Yes. Thank you.
Jason
That's why
Lee.
We rock with the chat
Shout
room.
Out to CC thank Freak, you. My fellow
Shout
South Carolinian.
Shout out to Trinity Boy. Monica,
shout out to Trini Boy,
Scott Patterson,
all of y'all on it.
We're on
okay.
top of that. Okay, right. Yeah.
And Hazel E. That was the girl's name. Yes, yes. All right,
that's
y'all
right.
on it. Y'all on it. All right.
That's right.
So anyway, security breaks the fight up, and then the credits roll.
And that
predictions.
Predictions.
And now you're after Buzz TV predictions.
So in the preview, we saw that we get a pregnant version of Super Sweet 16. I'm very excited for this.
Good description. Man, I ain't gonna lie to you guys. I keeps it real with y'all. Y'all my AfterBuzz people, my loving hip-hop people. When I saw the previews of this next episode, I told Khalil I might not be here next week, okay? Because it didn't look like anything I wanted to see.
Want no parts of Super Sweet Pregnant.
First of all, strip club strippers at a baby shower.
I would go to that baby shower. I'm not going to lie to you.
You would go to it?
I would go to it.
Are you bringing
the
gift?
I don't like strip clubs, but strippers are fine. So
are you bringing the gift?
Yeah. I'm bringing a gift. That way I don't got to bring ones. I bring an actual gift.
I respect it.
I bring a bassinet. That's what I'll bring. I'll bring a bib. Call it a day.
But it just looked like a whole bunch of foolery. Next episode.
Part of me is so guilty to admit to this, but I'm slightly interested.
Yeah?
In this. Yeah, yeah. I think it'd be great if we could get Jocelyn on, like, Teen Mom. That'd be even better.
Like a special?
We get Jocelyn on Teen Mom. What? She could teach these young hoes something.
Actually, they could teach her about being a mom. That she too. Could teach that them too.
They could go full circle.
Surviving in these streets of
everybody
Atlanta.
Could learn from somebody.
Hey, look at that.
And then we get, and then I'm telling you, it's going to be just like Super Sweet 16. We're going to see some celebrities. They're going to be crying because they can't get the cake that they want.
Yeah.
And they're going to want this new car, but the bitch going to get a bike instead. And she's going to have to. All speaking of, whatever little girl that was about to have pregnant sex with Jocelyn.
Nikki Baby?
That wasn't Nikki
that
Baby.
That was Nikki Baby, yes.
That was Nikki Baby?
Yes, bruh.
Oh, damn.
That's why I was like, this bullshit. I don't know.
Nikki
I don't
Baby's
know
looking
why
good over there. I ain't gonna...
Man, they doing too much for camera.
I didn't know that was her.
They doing too much for camera. And she, bro, she alright.
Well, not. I'm saying in the scene that I saw that was cut together and color corrected and up-resed, it looked good.
Lesbian pregnant sex. That's what the scene was.
That sounds
feeding
that sounds
us
like
as
a,
an
how
audience.
Do you? Okay, now this is a serious question after buzzers. How do you scissor when you're pregnant? Somebody help me out.
That's good.
How like, do you? How does that happen?
Like, because, are you afraid the baby might pop out at some point?
Well, you could say the same thing with penis penetration. I don't know what else to call it. But you could be like, whoop, and the baby comes out. Like you broke the seal, so to speak.
What if the water breaks? And they mistake it for her, like, coming or something.
You know what? Then scissoring might be more safe. Because instead of, like, poking at the water...
Right.
You could just rub the baby's head against it. You know what I'm saying? That might... I don't know. If you're pregnant and you're a lesbian, let us know.
I'm asking for a friend, okay? I'm asking for a friend. That's all. I don't know how we got that down packed.
Quotables.
Yeah.
Quotables.
All right, quotables. We gonna get this one to Carly Red. We gonna get this one to Carly Red. Let me get into it. Wait. I had to find out through the streets. This little comedy show. Apparently, Jock got jokes. Apparently Jack got jokes. Shout out to Carly. She did that right.
That was really funny. That was on my list. I had a feeling you was gonna take it.
Okay.
So I didn't say that.
You got a backup?
I do. I kinda used it earlier, but I feel like it was so good. We gotta do it one more time.
One more time.
Brim low. Hold on.
Get your action on. Get your
hold
seat
on.
On. Okay.
Steven, I want to make some things clear.
Yeah.
I do not rock with this bitch.
What do you do? What do you do?
I do not rock with this bitch. I know you backslide and milliwop with this bitch.
I know you backslide and milliwop. But I don't do that.
I know you backslide and milliwop with this bitch.
I understand.
Do you understand?
I understand,
do you understand?
Oh, man.
That was by far the best moment of the night for me, personally.
Yeah.
I do say so myself.
Well.
Any
last thoughts on this?
No.
Okay.
I'll see y'all next week.
I think this would be a perfect time to say I drop skits on my Instagram page. Make sure you go check that out again. Because I got to get them numbers up, okay? Go do that right now at Be Your Own Dad. And I've been your boy Jimmy V. Matter of fact, while you... pay close attention to these directions. While you're checking the Instagram page,
listen,
go ahead and click the bio in my link, because that'll bring you to my blog, Be Your Own Dad at blogspot.com, which will check an interview I did with Lil Duval for Growing House last week.
I saw that, by the way.
Yeah, it was actually
good
cool.
Good work, my brother. I saw that, by the way. Lil Duval, he's cool. I met him before. Like he wouldn't remember me, but...
Right.
Yeah, I met him before. You made him sing the song.
Now I know this might seem strange, but let me know if I'm out of order for stepping to you this way.
All right, that's how y'all get.
Gotcha. Yeah.
But, that's
all you get. I saw that. I was watching. I was like, I know you didn't make him sing the song.
He came on the carpet with a blunt the size of a cigar.
I saw that because I follow him on social media as well.
Okay,
so,
So
in the meantime, in between time, follow your boy at Khalil Abu Boo on Twitter, on Instagram, and follow everything at
AfterBuzz
TV.
Twitter, Instagram. They show love.
Like, post, comment, share. All that. We got the podcast going. We got the YouTube going. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? You
that
follow
SoundCloud,
us everywhere.
Come on now.
All of it.
We does all it
all. Of it. In the meantime, in between time, that's been our show. We appreciate you.
Catch y'all next Ratchet Mondays.
Ratchet Mondays!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.